Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Current budget surplus of 12.8 billion euro makes Ireland an outlier amongst Western economies. For once, we're top of the class and everything is rosy. But my next guest is not so sure. And he thinks that there's a few elephants in the room that could derail us in the blink of an eye. Cormac Lucy, you're very welcome to Down to Business. Cormac, why are you always such a party pooper? You've outlined six areas that could make us go askew when it comes to our economy.
Well, they do say that economics is the dismal science, and on this topic, it's especially dismal. Really, there are a number of things that last year's tremendous budget surplus did not take into account. Significant problems lying ahead in the future that really mean that budget surplus is illusory. The biggest factor is the way in which the public sector accounts for its pension liabilities. So if you're running a private company and you're providing for somebody's pension, you've got to set aside cash immediately as the liabilities are building up. In the public sector, no cash is set aside and people are paid when their pension is due. So the pension contributions that you and I are making today, they're not going into an investment fund. They're paying pensions that people became entitled to for their work 20, 30, 40 years ago. And every so often, the government estimates what the unaccrued liability is. What is the amount of money that if it was in the private sector, they would have to set aside? What is that? And the most recent figure is 646 billion. Mm. That's nearly four times our official national debt. And one of the big problems facing the Western world is an aging population. It's also a problem facing us. And as that comes through, our pension economics are going to get more and more difficult. So I guess that's the single most largest reason why our reported budget surplus is largely illusory.
And Cormac, like, what should they be doing about that? Because I recall some years ago a big pension fund being set up and it was called Investing in Our Future. So if you were advising the government, like, what should they be doing?
I think they should report honestly in the same way that the private sector is forced to report pension liabilities. Now, the reason that's not going to happen is it would have an immensely deflationary effect. It would essentially expose the fact that the government is spending way beyond its means. And it's not just the Irish government that pursues this strange accounting practice. This is pursued by governments across the Western world. And it puts in a structural bias towards spending. As states get bigger, as states get older, The effect of pursuing this form of accounting is to exaggerate the money coming in today and to understate the problems that we're building up for the future. But over the coming two decades, as we get older, and there's a huge problem, by the way, Mandy, that society isn't facing up to. We're facing up to climate change. There's a huge problem in a huge fall off in births. Mm. So where are the children going to be in 20, 30, 40 years' time to work, to pay for pensions for old folk like me when I've hit retirement age? So I guess my central problem, the thing in this article, was there are a whole load of future problems that we're kind of downplaying today because it allows us to spend more today and feel happier today.
Yeah, and there's some of the items that, like, lots of people are talking about, but there's other bits that you mentioned here that not a lot of people are having the conversation about. So one of the areas I wanted to touch on was defence. You talk about that, but are we even prepared to have a conversation about funding defence, never mind about our defence itself?
Probably not, because if don't ask a question where you can't live with the answer. And any question we ask at a national level about defence, the answer is inevitably going to mean more spending. Mm. So we're essentially living for free on defence because we're behind Britain. They're a corner anchor member of NATO, and the Americans are spending loads on defence, so we don't have to. The danger is Donald Trump is he's not just advocating America first, but his foreign policy looks very centered on the continent of America and much less centered on Europe than his predecessors like Barack Obama or George W. Bush or Joe Biden. And that with an aggressive NATO on our eastern frontiers, that probably means Europe is going to have to spend considerably more on defence, us included.
Another one of the issues that you raise that I haven't seen anywhere else is we accept that there's a need for foreign workers, but there are risks, you say, attached to importing low-paid workers that maybe people aren't considering.
Well, we operate a highly distributive tax and welfare system, which means if you're earning well above the national income, you're making a major net contribution, a financial net contribution to the state. If you're earning the average wage or less, you're receiving money net from the state. And because most of the people we're bringing in on work permits are in the lower half of the jobs market, in the long run, they are likely to be significant net withdrawers of resources, financial resources from the state, especially if, you know, if they land here and then they use family reunification rights to bring their families over. And they have large families and we have small families. That's going to add to that. And this is an issue that has been highlighted in various reports in the Netherlands, Denmark and the like. But nobody wants to touch it in Ireland, I sense, either A, because they're worried that they'll be branded as racist, or B, again, because the answer to raising this question is tighter spending today. And that's an answer, that's a political conclusion people are reluctant to reach.
McCormick, there's lots more in the article, including a discussion around reunification and the John Fitzgerald report. There's issues around climate change and are we really aware of how much we need to spend on that? If people want to read more about it, it is on Cormac Lucy's blog post. But for now, we're going to have to leave it there. Cormac, thank you very much for taking the time to take us through that today.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.